It's now going towards 6 minutes past six and time to look at developments on the market. It's all red with the All Share Financials Resources, Industrials, Gold and the Top 40 ending the day down. Portfolio Manager at Vestec Asset Management, Bright Kumala, joins us in studio. Good evening, Bright.
Good evening to me. Actually, I'm confused about gold, why that's down as well today.
Tricky, eh? Tricky.
Yes.
Talk us through the day's developments. Totally different end compared to what we saw yesterday and closing highs that we've seen in the past few
days. Correct, yeah, and a very strong rand at 13 rand 29 cents. You know, a 6 month high there that, you know, all got lost today. If you look at the All Share Index, we closed down about 0.5% there. Mm-hmm. Resources 10 also 0.5%. Industrials about down 0.33%. And financials as usual, you know, the SA Inc. stocks, so those are your insurers and banking stocks, down 0.8%. Those are usually the ones that get hurt the most. If you look at the top 40 winners and losers, it will be mostly rand hedges there. So you see British American Tobacco up 1.1%, Anheuser-Busch InBev up 1%, and you know, PSG up 0.4%. I don't know why that's up. And in the losers column, you have Mediclinic, which is down 3.9%. We'll get to why it's down. Woolies down 2.2%, and Aspen down 1.9%. So crossing over directly to those company news.
Yeah, let's start with that Mediclinic. That yes. Trading update and ultimately what happened towards the end with its shares.
Yes, so basically that it was like an interim trading update and operational update on how they're doing in South Africa, Switzerland, and in that Middle East area where they operate. You know, in pounds, if you look at their revenues, they grew by 9.5%, which is good if you ask me. But in, you know, if you convert to, you know, after currency conversions and, you know, from Swiss francs to the dirham, you know, back to, you know, to the pound, you actually end up flat in terms of revenues. But if you look at the businesses deep in that, the South African business performed well considering the economic environment where it is today, you know, rise of 7.7% in terms of revenues. That's very positive. And that's thanks to, you know, those growing numbers of, you know, beds. We saw the revenues of beds there rising. The Middle East, the revenues were down 4.7% to about 5.5 billion rands. But what's positive here for the company is that, you know, those TICA regulations.
Okay.
At first, basically, they said there was going to be a co-payment for, you know, people that stay, well, that were, you know, born in the UAE.
Uh-huh.
But now the king came back, said, no, there was a mistake. People were not happy, so we have to keep the people happy. There won't be a co-payment anymore. And that has driven volumes basically up in inpatient and outpatient by 40 and 15%, you know, consecutively. So that's good to see that people are back, you know, taking care of their health, if you want to put it that way. And in Switzerland, that business, you know, is also doing just fine, if you want to call it that. And what's more important here, you know, is the focus of the recent acquisition, Linda Private Hospital, in Biel, that's in Southern Africa, and Intercape Group, you know, another pending investment of theirs there. So it's good to see that even though the global economic environment is not looking good for the business, it's still investing further.
Right. Richmond also had a trading update. Talk us through that one.
Yes. Richmond obviously is the luxury goods maker, you know, the maker of your fancy Cartier and your nice
things that I can't afford.
and nice jewelry and nice leather goods as well. This is a Rupert-controlled, you know, company, said basically they expect their earnings to be above 80% in terms of, that's net profits, you know, above 80%. That's the minimum that they expect, on that's what the trading update is saying. And the reason for that is because there were no buybacks of, you know, their stock from Maisons, which is their houses that are not selling.
Yeah.
You know, so that's good for the company. And I hope that, you know, they've reallocated the stock that wasn't selling to the likes of China, which is flying right now. I mean, we saw the results of LVMH increasing, you know, strong double digits there in terms of
You're
profits.
Speaking for yourself now, ne?
Yes, LVMH got nice products as well, and they compete directly with Richemont, so and this is good because we hold them, you know, in our clients' portfolios.
Yeah, you guys have nice people there.
And year to date, they're up 32%. It's good to see finally something green this year. And another business that came up with a set of numbers was
Pick
and Pay. Yes,
yeah.
Pick and Pay. You remember they still have, you know, an overhang on their head. You know, they're cutting their staff by a big number, and today, I mean, this year in this financial, you know, this interim period, about 200 million of that, you know, has gone out in terms of giving people those special packages.
Okay.
Or you know, golden balloons, whatever you want to call them. Mm. They've got different names depending on where you are. But the performance of the company itself was very surprising because the headline earnings per share were up by 13% if you don't include those, you know, retrenchment costs.
Packages. Mm.
Yeah, yeah. But if you include them, they were down 24%. So pick your number. Yeah, but what's interesting here for me is that, you know, when Richard Brasher came in 3-4 years ago,
yeah.
The margins of this business were sitting around 1.8-1.6%. You know, they're still sitting around the same number. This guy was supposed to come and turn the business around.
Uh-huh.
So we're still waiting for that. And in that period, he has earned a handsome amount if you look at, you know, his salary.
Yeah.
So we're still waiting for that turnaround. I'm sure the shareholders of Pick and Pay, we don't own this one. They're still very patient a couple of years later.
Then lastly, that fun fact of the day that you're known for.
Yes, the fun fact of the day today comes from one of my, you know, idols, if you want to call it that, Howard Marks.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, he raised big funds in 2007 in anticipation of what might come in terms of, you know, the market, what he was calling it, you know, frothy.
Okay.
So the fun fact here is that between June 08, when the market was starting to fall apart, all the way to January 2009, he's invested $500 million every week.
Hmm.
That's about 13 billion US dollars if you do the maths. And you know, the funny thing is 99% of all asset managers at that time were actually getting out of the market, and
yeah.
he was looking for bargains and going in. And as a result, in all of those funds that he invested, he made an annualized return of over 22%. In fixed income, that's like stratus. You know, you can't
Kim
make exactly,
yeah.
And that's, you know, that's all the way up to today. That's about 22%, 23% in US dollars.
He can
Very
adopt
impressive.
Me. We'll leave it there for this evening. Portfolio
Thank
manager at Vestec Asset Management, Bright Kumalo, with the day's market wrap.